Money FM 89.3, best of drive time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon. It is drive time. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for In the Spotlight. I want to put in the spotlight this research piece by Boston College that showed companies that are already participating in the world's largest ever trial of a four-day work week are not returning to the five-day standard. Okay, here in Singapore, we've got 7 in 10 employees indicating that they want a four-day work week. So perhaps it's time for companies to pay a little bit more attention. How could you implement something like that? Singaporeans, I don't know if you remember the days where we used to work 5.5 days a week. Like Saturday is there to do half day, but you get to wear jeans to work. And then we are now in a 5-day work week. Could we go to a 4-day work week to improve work-life balance? I want to get some perspective on this. On the line with me is Sherry Ng, Country Director, Singapore for Google Cloud. Sherry, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Hey, Elliot. I'm very well, thank you.
Actually, I should say good morning because I understand you're in San Francisco right now. It's like, what, 1:40 a.m. in the morning?
That's correct, yes.
Sherry, this is not work-life balance, but okay, let's do this. I want to throw a term first, digital dexterity. Could you help us understand this a little bit better?
Yeah, I think digital dexterity is really the ability to use multiple digital technology to solve problems and complete your tasks at work. In this digital age, it's a very essential skill for all of us.
Okay. And research has shown that employees with high levels of digital dexterity are more likely to succeed. I'm trying to understand how so. I mean, what kind of productivity gains do we get from digital dexterity?
Actually, a research by, you know, Harvard Business Review shows that an average employee in a Fortune 500 company basically spend about 4 unproductive hours a week toggling between multiple applications and tools to complete their tasks. Whereas, like you say, right, I'm currently in San Francisco, but I'm very fortunate. This, you know, while I'm in San Francisco doing an interview with you right now, I can actually go into my Google Calendar to set aside focus time and block of time for the interview. Technically, I should be missing some meetings that are happening in Singapore, but it's really not a problem because I can go on Google Meet and easily record a session, generate a transcript, and with the transcript, we could draft an email automatically in the systems, generate some action item, and send it out. All this done within the right environment of Google Workspace without having to toggle between multiple tools or, you know, applications. This is one way where you can actually really increase productivity.
Okay, I agree on the productivity part, and I definitely see how this could fill some gaps between employees in the office and remote colleagues, right? But I do wonder, you talked about producing a transcript from another meeting. The lack of tone in voice, the lack of, I don't know, voice stress, is that a catalyst for potential misunderstanding then? Is this another gap that needs to be looked at?
Well, I think that's a pretty good point, right? We're living in some very exciting times, and we know that pretty much in a global, you know, talent environment where, say, for example, at Google, we tap on a very diverse talent pool, people that speaks in different language, comes from different diverse background. When you come and meet together in a remote environment for a remote meeting, for example, we could easily enable, you know, tools like captions on Google Meet, where folks can actually look at the captions and better understand and follow through the conversation, even though they may not be a native English speaker. So tools like that really will help. And through the transcript, you're right, you know, the tone and the voice cannot be effectively captured, but you really make up by, you know, having an ability to, for example, in a Google Meet environment, you have a space for chats and you can continue on the conversation, even post the meeting, and be pretty much collaborative and continue to clarify and ensure that you are well understood.
Sherry, I personally believe, and this has always been an issue ever since the pandemic, ever since we've had work from home, these words of time management. I personally believe it is down to the individual. I believe that it's up to the individual to say, no, I'm going to take time to myself. Or it's up to the individual to say, yes, no more breaks. Let's work hard for 2 hours, get everything done. Can technology help people with time management?
I guess from my perspective, you know, I tend to have a very, very packed calendar. In my perspective, I really think that technology can basically help time management in a pretty immense way. I'm sure you heard a lot about generative AI coming to play. Today in the world where AI can be a great assistant, and especially in the arena of generative AI, I think it's going to be a very fun time to have that man and machine collaboration. One of the most important things, for example, in our day-to-day work, we have to power through tremendous amount of paperwork, proposals, you know, on the table, and pretty much with generative AI, for example, it can produce a very detailed report. It can help collect and summarize documents and pretty much point you to look at things that are very critical and are very important. For this week, I'm away in Silicon Valley, but very importantly, you know, I have an ability to set keywords on the chat function to send an alert to myself just to focus on the very important tasks. I can actually put in alerts as well for documents that I absolutely have to get to and put behind the rest that are not that critical. So these are tools that really can help time management.
I really like that you're using these tools and the alerts. I personally do that myself because, you know, your brain can only take you so far. But, you know, for someone like you, Sherry, that travels so much, there's another enemy that technology probably can't really help with. It's called jet lag. I do wonder, though, can AI help you to decide, you know, which alerts should come forward, how AI could perhaps help you overcome, say, an information overload in that sense? Any thoughts on this?
Oh, I think that's a brilliant question. I think especially with generative AI today, this is one, you know, great leap of helping us overcome that information overload. One of the great functions of generative is the creative ability of AI to be able to look through and pull through lots of research documents, for example, and pull through the essence or summarize, you know, very key pertinent points. And that then reduces your need to pull through piles and piles of information. For example, in legal profession, you know, lawyers tend to need to read lots of case files. With generative AI, you can pretty much summarize the case file and point you and get you to the pertinent information a lot quicker.
I think it's very important that for us, I mean, as we, you know, just doubling back to the whole notion of this conversation, which was, is Singapore ready for a four-day work week? Are the tools present? There is also this human psychology where we need to accept that these AI tools are meant to make our life easier and not exactly take over everything else, because it still needs that human instinct. Have you personally noticed people struggling with this? And what would your advice be?
I think two aspects of it. One is embrace technology and continue to upskill, and technology will definitely bring productivity gain. Really, we see how recent research, for example, by Goldman Sachs, talks about how generative AI could actually add 7% to the global GDP over 10 years. That's like $7 trillion of increased, you know, productivity. This will help, you know, everybody across the global economy. And it talks about how, you know, with the generative AI capability, by embracing this game-changing technology, you basically can deliver unprecedented productivity, innovation and efficiency, not just through the machine, but more importantly, the man and machine collaboration. So definitely embrace technology and continue to upskill, and it will add lots of productivity gain.
That's really well put. Thank you so much for taking the time. I've been speaking with Sherry Ng, Country Director, Singapore for Google Cloud. Sherry, thanks again. You take care and have a great day and a safe trip in San Francisco.
Thank you. Thanks, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.